Welcome to your course with Learning, Knowing, Achieving Municipal Training. The participant handbook, which you have in your notes inside the general information folder, refers you to all the information you need in following a course with Learning, Knowing, Achieving. There are some important items in the handbook that I would like to draw your attention to. I suppose the first thing that would be very relevant is completing the making sure that we have a complete USI for you. That's the unique student identifier. Without that, we cannot award you with a qualification. So it's extremely important that you have that information and that you place it on your registration, or that you upload it in the place that's shown in this in the general information area. And there's information in that section in the handbook on how to obtain the USI if you're not already in possession of one. All of our accredited programs, which is to say all the courses that result in a qualification which we offer, are nationally recognized. Now, all of our courses in this sector are based on the competency-based system. And basically what it means is that every industry has its own training package, and for the purposes of training, the local government sector is regarded as an industry. For each industry there's a training package which contains all of the qualifications that industry is provided for that industry. Within each qualification, one of which you're going to be following on this course, there are a set of units. You could think of these as chapters, if you like, within the overall qualification. And for every unit, there's a determination of competency. So there is a standard that you have to meet, which is explicitly stated. And so just recapping then, within the training package, a qualification, within the qualification, a set of units. And for each unit, there will be elements and performance standards. And all of our assessments are based on the of checking if every participant has the skills, knowledge, and attitudes to attain the standard required to be deemed competent in a job or task. And some examples of how you might be assessed on the course will obviously include written assessments. There may be projects that you have to complete. You might be asked to perform a practical demonstration that can be observed. There might be oral or verbal assessments required. In some cases, there will be case studies, and very often samples of skills and knowledge completed in the workplace will be requested. Where you're submitting work online, it's very much encouraged that you submit work, even though you may not feel that it's absolutely perfect. That gives us an opportunity, particularly when we're training at a distance, for our trainers to work with you to give you further coaching, if you like, and explain the unit further to you. So never be afraid to make a first submission where you don't think it's exactly perfect, so that we have an opportunity then to work with you to improve your knowledge. In many cases, we'll be asking you to work together with other colleagues on projects or tasks. And this is because employers want us as employees to work together as a team. However, when there are individual tasks to be done, we have to guard against plagiarism, which is really the idea of, it's defined as the act of using ideas or work of another person or persons without giving proper credit to the source. basically plagiarism is where you arrive at knowledge without using independent reasoning. Now, you may have noticed in the general administration folder, there is a language literacy and numeracy application that you will have to complete. Now, this application really is designed to determine if there is any area where you might find a difficulty on the course because of the standard of the language, the mathematical skills, or perhaps the IT skills that are going to be required. And this is in order that we can provide you with additional support or training before you begin the course. Now, at Learning, Knowing, Achieving, we never want to place unnecessary barriers in the way of people achieving qualifications. So if you think you're going to need some support, whether you might have a disability that we need to know about, please let us know so that we can make proper arrangements to support you during your training. If you're following the standard training and assessment pathway towards gaining your qualification, you'll be given a set of materials from which to learn. You will then be set an assessment, which will be assessed according to the rules of validity, sufficiency, and authenticity, and currency. There's another pathway towards qualification, which is known as RPL, or Recognition of Prior Learning. This means that you can produce evidence that supports that you can meet each of the elements and performance standards for the units for which you're applying for RPL. In addition, should you have completed a qualification with exactly the same units, either at this or any other registered training organization, then this means you can often get credit transfer for those units. The exception being if they're now out of date, but it's always worth reviewing with your trainer and assessor whether a unit that you have already completed would be eligible for credit transfer. Now, whether you're being assessed for RPL or assessed under the training and assessment pathway, you have the opportunity, should you disagree with a decision that's made by the assessor, you have an opportunity to appeal that decision. In the first instance, we would ask you to appeal it with the assessor themselves. And should that not prove to result the way that you want, then you then would approach the administration department, the general manager, or the CEO for a second opinion. And even at that stage, should you disagree with their opinion, we would refer to an arbitrator to give you an independent opinion. Some general advice would include the fact that it's really important to begin as soon as possible and to complete the units as soon as you possibly can. A rule of thumb would be to allow no more than 4 weeks to complete each unit in your course. Now, we recommend that following this short presentation, you thoroughly read the printed version of the handbook that's in your folder. And once you're satisfied that you understand it completely, please complete the confirmation form, which is again in the folder, and submit it